What up, Scorpios, and welcome to your March 2023 horoscope. I hope you guys are doing well, and we're going to get right into it. You're going to be open to receiving help in some sort of way. You're going to be seeking help. This is unnatural of you, but I feel you turning to a mentor, or I feel you turning to a friend who maybe you feel is on a level where they will understand what you're going through at this time. So it's very important in March that you don't isolate from yourself from people who love you and from people who are doing well emotionally. That's why we have other people in our lives, is what the divine is saying. You may have been subjecting yourself to only dealing with a certain person or certain people, but you can actually, you'll have the power to call in a soul tribe or a partner or a friend or someone who is going to be able to pull you out of something that has been really hard. And it's been mainly because you haven't really had another perspective on your life. You've been needing someone who's going to keep it 110% with you. So you may decide to get more readings, or you may decide to turn to a friend or a therapist. I feel you investing in seeking help for a problem that has been reoccurring in your life and making you feel like you are losing it. You have been at a breaking point where in March you're going to be willing to take that breaking point and actually figure out what's going on and why it keeps happening. And you will have the motivation to do whatever you have to do to break this cycle or pattern, because it feels like it's a cycle or pattern, and you're going to be highlighted as to how to get out of it. But you have to keep your eyes peeled. There's something about you not overlooking this when it comes in, because it may rub you the wrong way. You may feel like, why is this person telling me about myself? Or why are they triggering me? Or why is this offer or opportunity asking me to do this when I feel like I can only do that? There's something where an opportunity is going to come in and it's going to ask you, do you really believe that you could break out of this pattern or cycle? Because you've cried for help and now we're sending in the help. And some of you may want to turn it down because of the package that it comes in or something like that. Be open to the help or the extension of help around you. If you know you had a friend who's like, call me anytime if you need me, go ahead and call them. If you feel like you've been seeing therapy ads and you've been kind of that person that's been against having a mentor, you may realize that you're pushed to a point where you want to know more about yourself. I feel you going into a phase of enlightenment in ways that changes patterns that were driving you literally nuts. I keep hearing that. And some of you may find this within the next few days or while you're traveling and out and about. Someone could just mention something to you and it takes you right back to this reading. Others of you, it's you who needs to offer the wisdom that you have learned over the last few years to the people around you. You've isolated yourself because you didn't want your vibes to mess with other people. There's this energy of you being very conscious of who you are and conscious of your energy and what energy you're putting out, and that's good and all. But when you're not sharing how you got through certain things, it makes you feel as though all that information is kind of in vain, or you're not using it to do something productive with your life. So a lot of you, if you've recently transformed and you've leveled up and you're feeling good, share that energy, share that guidance in some sort of way, whether it's a podcast or whether it's you just speaking to someone who you've been thinking about. Some of you, this could be an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius. Some of you, this could be a mother figure, or just someone with feminine energies who is going through a lot, but maybe you don't see that because of the strength that this person holds. So there's this energy of being aware of the people around you and their sensitivities, even if they're strangers, even if they're just coworkers. Be aware of how you can be of service to other people who are going through things also. There's a lot of healing that will come through conversations this month, and you also taking time to think over conversations that you've had over the last few months to years even. I feel you revisiting conversations that you've had with people and maybe feeling like, dang, I should have said this better, or maybe I should have communicated that better. And you'll need to pull yourself out of that energy so that certain things don't repeat themselves over and over again. Because when you're subconsciously telling the universe that you never had closure on a situation, it constantly comes up over and over again. And usually it's not the closure that we need, it's really the acceptance of what happened and forgiving ourselves for what happened. And a lot of the water signs are going through that in March, of forgiving yourselves for what happened and taking a moment to pause and reflect over how at the time you did the best with what you could with the knowledge that you knew, and now you know more. So how do you implement that? By being kinder to yourself, by being open to the fact that you deserve way more than putting yourself down and constantly telling yourself that I have to handle these things alone. No, you don't. It's time to seek more. So there's this energy of seeking more so that you can feel emotionally grounded even when you're dealing with confrontational things or people. Some of you it could be another water sign where they're very toxic for you, and there's an energy of you needing to rearrange your whole life once you step away from this connection, because there was so much codependency here. So there's a lot of realizing how your codependency has now limited your inner child from thinking about other solutions. You've been so used to dealing with pain in certain ways that you have not allowed yourself to believe that there's another way to heal. So if you were self-medicating, you know, smoking, drinking, or social media, using that as a crutch, it's like it's not going to be able to do it for you anymore. And for those of you who have been working on this energy, you're going to realize that you have the clear-headedness to step back out there and to start doing things about your life. Where if you were putting off goals or ideas or plans, you're just going to like wake up and know what to do, okay? You're going to know exactly how to get through certain things because you've already been in that hermit mode and you've already worked through the hard times. But there is this stronger energy of most of you still trying to overcome a manipulation of where your heart was very invested in it. And the easier that you accept that that is what happened, is the more that you can forgive yourself. There's still a lot about forgiveness. There's still a lot about not neglecting the fact that you deserve that same common courtesy that you give everybody around you. So you may do things that are uncharacteristic of you, in a sense of you may leave people on red that you normally respond to right away. You may not show up for work. You may quit your job. You may drastically improve your appearance. It's just like you're going to do something. You're going to make some sort of investment in yourself that you didn't even see coming. And it's going to help you a lot. So if you've already had something in mind, this is your confirmation that you need to go with it. This is your sign. I feel when you're getting close to it, if you don't know what it is, you're going to start to see a lot of children. I know that's very specific, but you're going to start to see kids in your dream or children looking at you. This is because you're getting closer to the solution of what your inner child needs, and you need the inner child to manifest. So if you have been sedating your inner child, that's going to be highlighted to you in March so that you can overcome anxiety and fears and actually do something about the pain that you've been facing. Some of you have been getting through it, but it's the remedies. I feel you wanting a better remedy for things. Like, even if your life wasn't shaking up, you know, it's just this overall sense of, I think I can work on this better. I think I can handle this better. Or when I start to get bored, maybe I don't always need to get on my phone. Maybe I should go read a book or learn a language. And then by the end of the month, you know all these new things, you know? So it's just a vibe of changing up your routine and learning new things that benefit you and take your mind off of the betrayals of the past that really were hindering you from believing that you could move forward in the way that you envisioned it. It was almost like you were ready to just fight your whole life, you know? You know, and I resonate with that, but this is really this is going to pass. This too shall pass. You're going to find this solution by the end of the month, and you're going to finally close up a cycle of pain, which I feel you guys deserve very deeply. You've already put on the new character, the new persona, but you're feeling like you need something more to back it up. So be open to what comes your way when you start asking those questions, okay? Peace out.